Prabhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. India Navy has initiated preparatory actions to provide immediate and effective assistance in the wake of Cyclone Remal. The cyclone is anticipated to cross Bangladesh and adjacent West Bengal coast by midnight today as a severe cyclonic storm. It is likely to make landfall between Sagar Island in West Bengal and Khepupara in Bangladesh. The Indian Navy has readied two ships equipped with humanitarian assistance and disaster relief response and medical supplies for immediate deployment to ensure the safety and welfare of the affected populace. West Bengal administration is taking comprehensive relief and rehabilitation measures. Every conceivable step is being taken to ensure the safety and well-being of those in the storm's path. In Arunachal also, Meteorology Department predicted heavy rainfall and thunderstorms from 27 to 30th May. Severe heat of conditions continue to grip the north and northwest region of India with a consistent red-orange alert. The India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heat of conditions very likely in most parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till the next 2 to 3 days. Yesterday, the highest maximum temperature of 49 degrees Celsius was recorded over Falodi, West Rajasthan. In the northeast, the temperature is rising and the temperature in Itanagar was recorded at 38 degrees Celsius on Saturday afternoon. In Uttar Pradesh, campaigning is at its peak for the 7th and last phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Star campaigners of various political parties campaigned for their party candidates on Sunday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing public meetings in UP's Mirzapur on Sunday, said that the country has decided to form the BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. Mr. Modi claimed that he is dedicated to the poor Dalits and backward people of the country. He added that reservations for scheduled caste, scheduled tribes, OBCs and other deprived groups will not be given to Muslims based on religion. In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone located on Nana Mava Road, Rajkot City last evening, in which 35 people are reportedly dead so far, among them 9 are children. Parents came to the game zone with their children as the vacation is going on. It has emerged that the administration of the game zone took advantage of the weekend and launched a Rs. 99 scheme, drastically reducing the entry fee from Rs. 500 to lure the visitors and become a death trap. 7 newly born babies died after a fire broke out in a baby care center in Delhi's Shahdra on Saturday. Police say that there were 12 newborn babies admitted in the hospital and one was already dead before the fire incident. All the 12 newborn babies were rescued from the hospital with the help of other people and shifted to East Delhi Advanced NICU Hospital for treatment. Delhi Fire Service Chief Atul Garg said that 7 children were declared dead at the hospital where 5 newly born babies are undergoing treatment. The Nahalgun police have rescued a 25-year-old abducted woman from Mijapur village in Bihar's Vaishali district and arrested the accused, police said. The accused, identified as Pintu Rai of Mijapur, Bihar, was arrested by a special team of police from the Nahalgun police station with the assistance of the Bihar police on 22nd May, Nahalgun SP Mihin Gambo said. It was revealed that the accused had deceitfully lured the victim to Bihar. The rescued woman has been handed over to her biological mother in sound health after a thorough medical checkup, Gambo said. Rajiv Gandhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha said that accurate and adequate documentation of heritage is the key to keeping alive the cultural ethos of Arunachal. Emphasizing on adoption of tribal cultural practices in academia, Professor Kushwaha said that documentation of folklores as well as cultural anecdotes and making them a part of the common stream of knowledge using online sources like Wikipedia is of utmost importance. He was speaking at the inaugural session of a consultative workshop on tangible and intangible cultural heritage of the Kalu tribe at RU on Saturday, organized by the Center for Cultural Research and Documentation. Miss E.V. Lolen of Arunachal Pradesh clinched double bronze medals at the 22nd Asian Arm Wrestling and 21st Para Arm Wrestling Championships 2024 in Uzbekistan. Competing in the senior women's 70 kg category, Miss Lolen won bronze in both the left-hand and right-hand events. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated the arm wrestler for her achievements. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.